Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and we have two guests on the show with us today from the Central Iowa Community Services Mental Health Region. We have Ellen Ritter, who is our Disability Services Coordinator for Green County, and we're also joined by Betsy Stursma, who's the Coordinating Officer for KIX Region. So thank you very much, ladies, for being on.
Thank you.
All right. So, Betsy, let's kind of start things off with you. Being a part of the KIX region now, Green County kind of started off the new child, as it were, a part of the region. We started July 1st with you all. Some people might not be familiar with the region. So can you kind of go over, first of all, how the structure is laid out, number of counties that you serve, and just kind of lead us down as far as the administrative branch and how it all works, I guess.
Yeah. So CICS is made up of 11 counties now that we have green. So we have Madison and Warren are kind of our southernmost counties. And then we have Jasper and Poweshiek, Marshall, Story, Boone and Green, Hamilton, Hardin, and then Franklin is kind of how we go up to the north. In each of our local offices, we have a service coordinator who is assigned specifically to help coordinate services for that county and the individuals in that county. And so that's Ellen here in Green County. We also then have an administrative team that's made up of what we consider our local directors. So we have 8 members of our administrative team, and everybody is assigned different counties. So I am assigned for my local county, that piece of it, I have Warren County, and Patty Tribal Leads is the one individual here that covers Green County for that. So then we have monthly administrative teams where we make recommendations to our governing board. And I think similar to the previous region, we have a local board of supervisors, one representative from each of the 11 counties on our governing board.
Now, you had mentioned that, the KIX region does a pretty good job of able to implement some new services. And one new service, I think, for Green Countyans that could be made aware of is idea of utilizing a mobile crisis center. Can you tell us a little bit about that particular service?
Yes. So we're really excited. This is actually a pretty new service for CICS as well. We've had a 24-hour hotline for quite some time. We started last March with Ierley Ball Community Mental Health Center. They began providing our mobile crisis team. So we follow the Chapter 24 requirements. And what that is we have a 24/7, 365 days a year. If somebody calls our crisis line, if they are determined that it would be better for in-person intervention, and it's not just over-the-phone counselors that can help them, they really need somebody to come to them, we have that ability. So Ierley Ball has actually 6 staff throughout our entire region on call at all times, 365 days a year. And so then 2 people will go out on a call to just kind of go into the community wherever that person's at, whether it be at school for kids, because this is a service that's available for kids, whether it be in the individual's home, whether it be at the public library, because somebody kind of had a break at the library, something triggered them. It'll have 2 mental health professionals that will come. It could be anywhere from a licensed therapist, or it could be somebody that has a bachelor's level with the training and experience working with individuals with mental health. But those 2 professionals go to an individual, kind of go through safety planning, determine like what is the crisis, what's the root of the crisis, what can they do to help them eliminate that crisis. If those professionals feel that it does meet the level of a hospitalization and that's really where they need to be as a hospital, they can also assist with getting that person to the hospital, going in and kind of talking about like, here's what they've been told, just making that a smoother transition for people who have maybe never been in that system or had to go through that process in the past. If they don't feel like it warrants an inpatient hospitalization, they do safety planning. You know, you're really struggling tonight. What can you do? How can you get through the night? You know, I know the staff have said before that for one person, the way they were going to get through the night so that then they could get into to see their regular doctor the next day, you know, they laid out 5 different movies that they were going to watch and that they knew that would keep them calm and relaxed enough that they could make it until the next day and to work to get into their appointment. So one thing that's really different is anybody can call. So I can call from our office. Ellen could call on her neighbor. Law enforcement can call, but it doesn't have to be the person that calls. And that's a little bit different than some of the other models that are around. So we really like that.
Now, where is this service based out of?
So they actually have people on call all throughout the region, and that's their intent. Oh. Is so that probably most of the time they're going to be coming out of the Ames area for Green County. Part of Chapter 24 does require that the mobile crisis team gets here within 60 minutes. So it could take up to 60 minutes. I don't think they're averaging that. They're averaging pretty well below that. But to reach some of our outer fringes of the region, it may take closer to that 60 minutes. So but not too bad. I think they're making a pretty good time.
Does places around here in Greene County, do they have that mobile crisis number? And if not, are you going to share that information so that they can contact that if they have issues that happen that, around town?
Yes, absolutely. So the 24-hour crisis line is 844-258-8858. I know Ellen's been distributing the cards, as have, you know, I think we've been trying to get them around town with posters up and cards out.
As a side note, if anybody wants a poster or cards, I'm more than happy to give them out. Just stop on by and pick them up.
Excellent.
Yeah. Cool. Well, something else that's a little different about our mobile crisis team, too, that I think has been a real value to people is not only do they come out that night. So let's say somebody calls at 10 o'clock at night. Mobile crisis team could be out there for 4 hours. And let's say at 2 a.m. they leave. There's also another component to it, which is case management that follows up. So let's say that person had their safety plan is to watch those movies for the next, you know, these next four movies and get them through the next day. And their plan is to call their therapist or their psych doctor and get in and to see them. Well, we also then they have a case management piece so that within 24 hours after that first call, they're going to also have a case manager reach out to them and say, hey, did you get your appointment made? Do you need transportation to get to your appointment? And just to provide some follow along for up to 30 days to make sure that they're getting into the community resources that they need so that they're not needing to call that crisis line again. Not that people can't. We absolutely aren't saying that at all. But it gives them another resource, somebody else to call instead of that crisis line.
And Ellen, have you had any feedback or anything that you can share as far as people taking advantage of this new service? Because one of those services you do provide is case management.
Correct. I have had individuals utilize this when that case manager is contacted through the crisis line for the follow-up. That's their choice if they want to contact myself or not, but I have had cases that we have tag teamed together and worked together.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. We have Betsy Stursma, the coordinating officer for the Central Iowa Community Services Mental Health Region, along with our Greene County Disabilities Services coordinator, Ellen Ritter, joining us for part one of our two-part series. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.